Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Amazon's holiday deals are here, so you can celebrate the season early. With low prices on decor, electronics, and beauty. Perfect for stocking stuffers. And my stocking's looking good. Shop holiday deals early on Amazon now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Mark Schlereth. He is one of the hosts on The Breakfast Ball. You know we love that show around these parts. We'll also get his thoughts on the Denver Broncos. Mark, happy to have you join us today.
Yeah, my pleasure, man. Good to be with you guys.
So Danny and I used to host here together in Kansas City. When you see him tomorrow at work, tell him that Carrington said that he is a jinx.
I will definitely let him know. I might call him tonight as soon as we get off the phone.
You probably already know that he's a jinx.
Oh, yeah, dude. And he just knows everything, you know. Danny knows everything. And I mean, if it was up to Danny, honestly, you'd have a center and a quarterback, right? And then you'd have 9 wide receivers on the football field. That's all you need. So anyhow, but I love him. He's awesome. He's great.
So there's a lot to talk about. Let's talk about you guys quarterback in Denver. Let's talk about Bo Nix. You guys have kind of had some quarterback changes over the last couple of years, but it sounds like you guys have potentially found a long-term solution with Bo Nix.
Well, you would hope so. Bo is unbelievably athletic. He's a really smart kid, and he's actually played pretty well considering, you know, he's a rookie, and considering they're rebuilding things there in Denver and considering they don't have much of a running game and, you know, there's a lot of different. They don't have a tight end that can, you know, control the middle of the field, I would say. You know, the receiving core. I think Courtland Sutton is very unproven and very young. And so, you know, they've made a conscious effort to start to rebuild this football team, understanding that, they've got some work to do and at least try to even get close to where Kansas City is. So they understood that going in. Sean Payton knows that. They're really happy with Bo Nix. Still a lot of work to do, but at least it feels like they have found the guy that they think can take them into the future. And hopefully as that roster continues to grow and get better, compete with Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City Chiefs.
I've been really impressed by what I've seen from this Broncos team so far, but I do have this question. You obviously watch them a lot closer than I am. I do wonder sort of how real the Broncos are. Like, what's their ceiling? Because, I mean, we've seen them beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I was really impressed by that. But since then, their last 4 wins are the Jets, the Raiders, the Saints, and the Panthers. So this is a team that feels like they're a fringe playoff team, but I'm not really sure how sort of real they are.
Yeah, I mean, they went to Baltimore last week, and, you know, I mean, the final score is not indicative of how the game went. Early in that game, they went toe-to-toe with Baltimore. Bo Nix scrambles for a touchdown, which would have made it, 17-14, and right at the end of the first half. And, you know, holding call by Garrett Bowles gets called back. They end up kicking a field goal, 17-10. They kick off, and 2 plays later, Baltimore scores, and then they come out at halftime. And they score like a long touchdown. So, all of a sudden, a 17-14, what should have been a 17-14 game is all of a sudden a rout, 31-10. So that's kind of how the game went. But I was actually impressed the first half. They hung with them. Defensively, they're pretty damn good. And like I said, they had a couple of two-play drives that ended up costing that defense. But for the most part, they've been really good. They're good at rushing the passer, good at creating pressure. Vance Joseph has done a really good job of creating simulated pressure and really attacking protection. So I think the weakness right now is lack of continuity at the receiver position, lack of explosive playmakers at the receiver position, no tight end production to speak of. They've had one game where a tight end did anything, and that's been a real sore spot for the Broncos for, the last 10 years. And no running game. Their running backs, Javonte Williams, who was really promising as a rookie and really a dominant, physical presence at the running back position, he destroyed his knee a couple of years ago, and he's got about zero burst and zero cutback ability. And so they're just not it's just not a very dynamic run game, which, puts just that much more pressure on a young quarterback. So those are issues that they're having right now.
Right now, we're talking to Mark Schlereth, learning a little bit more about the Denver Broncos. He is our Odyssey NFL insider. He is also the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. All of our insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo the game, be delicious. Mark, why do you think these two teams have just played close games? It feels like it's a little bit more than just a division rivalry. If there has been a defense, I don't want to say has figured out Patrick Mahomes, but he has at least struggled against in his career. It feels like it's the Broncos. They just play him a little differently than it feels like the rest of the league does.
Yeah, I mean, I think that part of that is that litmus test. I think there's part of it, too, honestly, that Kansas City's just been so much better than the Broncos that – I'm not saying they play to their level to a degree, but they, I've said it on my radio show in Denver, it always feels like, a cat toying with a half dead mouse on the porch, right? It's just playing, batting it around a little bit, and it lets it get up and scramble around and it bats it back around. And so that's how I felt about this matchup. Like at any time, Kansas City can explode and just decide to win the game. And, ultimately, I think that's the best thing I can say about the Kansas City Chiefs. You're like, I don't want to hate. I really, at my Denver roots and, playing for the Broncos, I really want to hate the Kansas City Chiefs. I really want to hate Patrick Mahomes. I really do. Like, it's like sports hate, good old-fashioned sports hate. But, man, I love watching them play. I love the way they play the game. And I think the biggest thing for me when I watch Kansas City Chiefs, and this is not just Patrick Mahomes. This is Mahomes, this is the offense, this is the defense, special teams. Whenever they have to make a critical play, somebody on that roster makes a critical play, whether it's defense or offense or special teams. And that's the thing that I just have so much respect for the way they play the game, is in critical moments, Patrick Mahomes makes a critical play. And you saw it in the overtime against Tampa the other night. Like, they lose the coin toss, and Baker Mayfield just closes his eyes and throws his head back because he knows it's over. Like, oh, shoot, we just gave Patrick Mahomes the ball. See you later. We lost the game. Why didn't we go for two? I mean, you could see it on his face. And I just respect how great, as much as I hate it, and I hate giving you guys this, satisfaction, I love watching the guy play, and they're just really, really good, and they're fun to watch, and they're good at every level. So it's not just one side of the ball.
Mark, last question here, and we appreciate your time. You obviously see this game as a play-by-play broadcaster. You're also a prominent media member. Who do you see as the Chiefs' biggest contender in the AFC? Because I think we've sort of seen the challengers emerge. Kansas City is at the top, and then I would say in that second tier, it's some order of Buffalo, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. Which of those three teams, or do you think a team like Cincinnati, if they could win today, could get back in it and they're the biggest contender? Let's say that Kansas City makes the AFC championship game. Who do you think is the most likely opponent for them?
I think it's Baltimore, because I think Baltimore, one, obviously, King Henry is ridiculous. Their running game is ridiculous. And then you look at a couple different factors. Like Lamar is playing great right now. And I mean, MVP level greatness. And the way they run, the way they're constructed, they're just uniquely constructed. And the way they can run the ball. Now, Kansas City, nobody really runs the ball very well against Kansas City, but the way they're constructed, their play action, their run game, all those things, and the fact that they're just uniquely constructed. They're more collegiate in their run game than most teams are. And obviously, you know, anytime Jackson Lamar gets the ball in space, that guy, you know, makes NFL players look like junior varsity players. He's just that gifted athletically. So I think they're the most uniquely structured team. Therefore, you know, with 1 week to prepare, they're a really hard matchup. You know, that said, Baltimore, you know, and Kansas City have played some really tough and exciting games, and Kansas City always seems to be able to come out on top.
And that was Mark Schlereth joining us on the show. He is our Odyssey NFL insider. He is the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. All of our insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. He also is on the Breakfast Ball with our dear friend Danny Parkins. Mark, man, happy to have you join us on the show today, man. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Anytime, you guys be well.
Amazon's holiday deals are here, so you can celebrate the season early. With low prices on decor, electronics, and beauty. Perfect for stocking stuffers. And my stocking's looking good. Shop holiday deals early on Amazon now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming.
Thanks, Revere. I really should keep Zicam in the house.
Only if you want to shorten your cold. Ha!
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.